Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. We've got a wonderful conversation for you today. I want to get into the ex-RNC chair. Michael Steele has come out and said that mother effer is defiling. He's trashing the good White House. And he needs to be impeached. We need to get rid of him and all this. And don't worry, because they don't care about us. I want to also get into the BET founder again has come out supporting Trump again. Oh, don't worry, folks. I just want to get into this because the O'Hare Airport has seized 32 pounds of rat meat. That means Taco Bell will be rat free for one more day. Disgraced Democratic Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is seeking a ban on suppressors and confiscatory red flag law. An oldies gun control measures. And we do have, I'm gonna also get into this because we do have a Eric Swalwell who had 9 massive gun control measures. 9. Insane. And with these gun control measures, couldn't get past 0% support nationwide. Maybe because people don't want gun control measures. Something happened to a woman, a guy actually, but the woman is getting 15 years. I'll get into that. Jeffrey Epstein, I wouldn't want to be associated with him, but, want to get into that because that is one of the biggest topics. That and so much more, and Manchester United Premier League news and much more. So thank you for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, and I really hope you do. And I'm loving this because I'm very libertarian. I think that's what happened to Glenn Beck, is he was very seen as conservative, and he's kind of libertarian. And when that came out, because everyone's talking about, these concentration camps and how dare we do this and all this outrage with all this stuff with Trump, when it's like, okay, where was CNN? Where was MSNBC? Where was ABC? Where was NBC when Glenn Beck was begging them to be at the border when he was handing out the soccer balls to the boys and the dolls and trying to give some sort of humanitarian effort to the border crisis? Where was it? Where was the outrage? Where was the liberal media? Why weren't they going off on Barack Obama about these detention concentration camps when Obama was rounding them up and burning them alive? Well, because that's what, that's what Trump's doing, What was the outrage? Because they don't care. The Democrats would rather have what happened in Venezuela happen right here. As long as it means Trump is out of the White House, they don't give two bleeping bleeps about any of y'all. They don't. And most Republicans are basically the same way. I feel 90% of the Republicans now, Trump is speaking his mind. And look at the response he's getting. So I'll say stuff he's saying just to buddy, buddy. But deep down, they don't care. I don't give her two diddies. I don't. Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden have 80 plus years in D.C. and they're magically going to get D.C. to fix things. They're magically going to get stuff fixed. Well, what have you been doing the whole time you've been in D.C.? What have you been doing there for the last 80 combined years plus? What people fail to realize is Nancy Pelosi was blaming Reagan for the problems. Now she's blaming Trump, and she blames Bush. Well, we blame you for the problems. Why do I have to have $16 an hour to have a living wage in Indiana? You know, it was people in blue jeans and flannel shirts that made this country, and it's people in suits that have destroyed this country. Have you ever bailed hay? That was my GoFundMe. Actually, it was just, thanks for volunteering. What? I didn't know I want. And of course, you have a huge meal. And you get compensation for it. You have a huge meal. You know, but when your hands are nothing but like a solid blister, that's living in Indiana. But you learned. Yeah, about collapse after I did it. Knowing what I know now, I know why. If you saw the my story, you'd understand. But what's just wrong with this country? We live in this country where these kids are indoctrinated. And you really wake them up when you show them Barack Obama saying the exact same thing, word for word, Trump is saying. They don't know how to handle it when you hear Barack Obama say, oh, if an illegal comes here, send them back. He said that? Oh, yeah, he said that. Where were you? Why weren't you paying attention? Now, if you were outraged that Barack Obama wanted a wall and we're going to send illegals back then, and you're outraged now that Trump's saying the same thing, then okay. Then I can say, hey, you're consistent. You're consistent. It's not like you're flipping. I mean, when the BET chairman came out again in support of Trump and saying, hey, he's doing stuff right. The Democrat Party has gone way far left. I know a lot of people who I supported the Democrat Party, like during Reagan era and stuff like that, but now they're cuckoo. Kind of like joining a cult and everything is great and everything's wonderful. And you think, oh, man, this is really awesome. And then you sit there, and then when the guy starts controlling and you can't leave the compound and you can't do this, and by the time you start to realize this guy is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and you want to leave, it's too late. It's too late. But when you get these people on the left or the right, especially on the left, that when, okay, you want me to show you, if you're against Trump saying this, you want me to show you Hillary Clinton saying this, you want me to show you Barack Obama saying this, you want me to show you Nancy Pelosi, then like, they supported that? What? Huh. They're like a deer in headlights. They shouldn't be in a deer in headlights. They should be like, well, why are they flip-flopping? Yeah, I know they used to support the wall, now they don't. I want to know why. You know, they should be, well, I don't support the wall at all. I know they did before Trump, and now why they don't, I don't know, you know, whatever. But it's one of those things, you know, because you have the ex-Republican National Committee Chairman, Michael Steele, reportedly in a new book, saying that President Trump is defiling the White House, making it dirty and tearing it up and ruining America. And we need to impeach the mother effer. I mean, we have a woman on our national soccer team. I'm glad they won the World Cup. But when you have a woman that goes, I'm not effing going to the White House, how can you have someone on your soccer team, a.k.a. it's football, but we call it soccer in America. If I said football team, you wouldn't understand what the heck I'm talking about. Women play football, but when there are people in the stands chanting F Trump, makes me sick. I disagree with Barack Obama, but oh, I'm not doing it. Well, we wouldn't want someone like you. You know, I'm still waiting for all these liberals that said they were going to leave this country to leave. When are you going? When? Why? What? No, the problem you have in this country is you people on the left were lied to. You were guaranteed 150,000,000% that Trump could never win, that Hillary Clinton had the presidency locked up, guaranteed. She had billions of dollars ready to have this amazing thing to celebrate her victory. And when she lost, all you people were like deer in headlights, like, duh. How could she? Wait a minute. I put my life savings. I bet my life savings that Hillary would win. You promised. You guaranteed. Well, crap. We're going to have a civil war with all these people on the left going ballistic and wanting to kill us because we guaranteed she would win. We got to do something. We got to, okay, Russia collusion. You know? Trump, I love him because he came out. He goes, "You remember when Barack Obama was taking a little bitty Mitt Romney?" And he goes, "Once I get reelected, tell Putin I'll have more flexibility." Yeah, when Hillary Clinton sold 20% of the U.S.'s uranium, you know, that's fine, that's acceptable. But how dare Trump collude with Russia? He didn't collude. There's no evidence. There's nothing. The left wants, what they would, I mean, Bill Morris even said, sorry, Americans, but if this country has to fall apart and you have to suffer so that Trump gets out, whatever we have to do to ensure Trump gets out of the White House, I hope this country falls apart. I hope the stock market crashes. I hope the dollar becomes worthless. Whatever it takes, we got to get that mother effer out of the White House. Not, they don't support, well, I would rather have Trump, they can't say they were wrong. They'd rather have this world fall apart, the U.S. fall apart, than say, hey, whoops, look at how great this country is. We were wrong about Trump. Oh, and by the way, by the way, thank you so much. And you can like and comment or whatever. I can't tell. Like on that, unless my wife said someone was watching like to my story last night, I can't see who's watching. So if you want to comment below or whatever, you know. I mean, this is the country I remember growing up. Little Caesars again hangs signs on their door after catching homeless people eating scraps from the dumpster. And this is coming again. To the person or persons going through the trash for their next meal, you're a human being worth more than a meal from a dumpster. Please come in during operating hours and we'll give you a couple slices of hot, fresh pizza and some water at no charge. No questions asked. That's the country I grew up in. That's the country I remember where people don't matter. Come on in. We'll help you out. I mean, but now we live in this in a country where Colin Kaepernick is being oppressed by white people. Wait, no, the people he's being oppressed by are the people who raised him, who made him who he is. You know. That's this world we live in. You know? Sorry, but Colin Kaepernick, you're a whiny little bitch. Martin Luther King is a hero. He did something for this country. He made this country great. He did so much for this country, and guess what he did? Let me see what, let me see here about good old Martin Luther King. Yeah, what political office did he hold? Wow, none. Oh, but all these Democrats, they're going to magically make America great once they become in office. Now, they've been there for 50 years, but they're just going to magically make America great because, you know, see, I have to be a politician. I have to be president to make America great. I can't do it as a normal citizen. I can't do it as a regular politician. You know, I can't, you know, I mean, we have a $16 minimum wage. You need to have a decent rate wage in this country. People don't understand that. We can't understand that, how we live in this country. We live in a country where we have kids that don't know anything because they're just, and when you sit down and talk to these kids and get real with them and say, what's up? Okay, you support a wall, okay? I respect that you're against the wall or support a wall or whatever, but make sure you understand what you're supporting. If you're out there marching, I'll support you if you're against the wall, if you were against it under Barack Obama. I'll support you. But when you want this country to fall apart just because you want Trump to fail, you'd rather have problems in this country collapse. Okay, we need to have American families have to suffer. They have to fall apart. We got to have mass chaos. Democrats sound an awful lot like Muslims who God will only come and Jesus will only come when there's mass chaos. Well, if we need to have this country fall apart so that we can make Trump look bad. I mean, you know, if gun control is such a big issue, then why does Eric Swalwell's 9 insane gun control policies not get him over 1% support? Not even 0% nationwide support. But then again, he wants to do a ban and a buyback of AR-15s and any other commonly owned semi-automatic rifles. He wants to ban ownership of more than 200 rounds of ammunition. So if you have more than 200 rounds of any given ammunition, you can't have it. He wants to require insurance specifically for gun owners, licensing for all gun owners, criminalizing private gun sales via background checks, 48-hour waiting period for gun purchases, bump stock ban, high-capacity magazines he wants banned, and requiring background checks for ammunition purchases. You know, with all that coming out, of course he's going to be like a, who's going to want that? Who's going to, you know, who's going to want that as a citizen? If the guy that's listening, if you can chime in if you ever want to, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening, everybody. But you have this notion here that, you know, people are waking up. People are seeing through the BS. People are seeing how corrupt this government is. And it's a big, and I see it. And they don't know what to do. I mean, you've gotten to the point now where you have a MSNBC, a CNN. They don't care about the rating. They don't care. They're going to be anti-American, anti-left. Pardon me. But they're going to be anti-everything. The liberal media is not hiding the fact that they're anti-establishment. I mean, I've read things, and I want to look into this more because I know that if you're supposed to be technically truly correct, an American flag should not be on anything but a flag. You shouldn't have it on a t-shirt, shouldn't have it on pants, shouldn't have it on shoes, you know, because I've had tons of people ever since that Nike fiasco. Well, technically, if you want to be correct, you shouldn't have Nike on, you shouldn't have an American flag on anything. But that's so far gone because they put American flags on everything and anything. Now, what we need to do is make flags, American flags out of asbestos and then hand them to all the liberals. Here you go. Here's your flags. Burn them. Go ahead. Touch them. Inhale them. You know, but then as soon as they found out they're made of asbestos, then they might not touch them. So there you go. Maybe if we make them out of asbestos, we'll leave them alone. But we have people that I'm not going to go to effing White House, that bigot Trump. It's amazing how before he was president, he's always said the same thing. He's never changed his stance. He's always been the go-to. Here we are. Hello, welcome back to ABC News. We're live with Donald J. Trump. And Donald Trump, if you can be honest, where were you when the towers fell down? How close were you to them? Were you even in New York? Well, thank you so much. Yes, I was actually in New York. And by your professional opinion, what should we do going forward? Well, oh, here's a professional opinion. They always, thank you, he was called to Congress. What should we do? Your professional opinion. Your professional, what should we do? How should we handle this? How should we go forward in this issue and that issue? Now that he's a conservative, oh, well, why wasn't he locked up? Why wasn't he in a loony bin? Why wasn't he in a straitjacket? Well, you know, that same person would be backing Trump if he was a Democrat. When you have the founder, Bob Johnson of the BET, saying again that the Democratic Party is moving left, far left, that I supported them to a point, but now they're getting ridiculously far left. You know, they've gone from the 1 foot stick, where the 6-inch line is the Constitution. Far right is no government, no rules, no nothing. Do whatever you want. No stop signs, no stop lights, no nothing. Everything is legal. If you want to rape men, women, where there ain't nothing, there's no rules. And far left is North Korea, where the government tells you when to swallow, when to eat, when to chew, when to do anything, when to crap, how to walk. Where do you want to be in that line? And he's like, yeah, we need to be left. We need to have some government control, but not too much. Now, it's, okay, now, wait a minute. I support the government being here on the line. You want it way over here. You want to be like North Korea. No, wait a minute here. I didn't sign up for this. I supported this guy when he said he was the prophet for a while, but now he's starting to control us and tell us what we can say and can't say, and we can't leave the compound, and we can't spend money. We can't, you know, now we're starting to control our lives. Wait a minute. I didn't sign up for this. You know, and that's what I think a lot of people are starting to see, that wait a minute here. I support the Democratic Party. Now they're like, wow, they're on the deep end. And that's, you know, we have good old I just want to remind the listeners of the conversation, you know, the $1 bill, $20 bill, $50 bill, and $100 bill have people in there that were slave owners. So to be nice, if I can help, you know, dispose of that money. So if you want to send it my way, I'd be more than happy to get rid of that offensive money. You know, yeah, I just want to. I mean, at least in India, when a guy is basically proven to have been child molester, they child rapist, they beat them to death. They beat them. Well, no, we can't do that. But that's just where we live in. I mean, no one's talking about Bill Clinton and how he was 26 times plus on this jet plane. I'm leaving on the jet plane with 12-year-old girls with Jeff Epstein. I can't wait to go to that private compound and use my Cuban cigars. Yeah, Bill Clinton. Hell, he had like a season pass to that place. woohoo, you know, but God forbid. Oh, but Trump, yeah, 15 years ago, Trump realized, they had fallen out. And I guarantee you the falling out was due to the fact that he's not into 12-year-olds. He may not be the perfect person, but he's far from Jeffrey Epstein. They had a falling out a long time ago. You know, I can't wait to see that little black book. I can't wait to see if Jeffrey Epstein actually coughs up any names. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with that, if something does happen to that. We'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see on that, Jeffrey Epstein. I did on the comments, I do have a PayPal link. If you all want to donate to the program, keep it going. You know, I've got a couple more flags coming. I'm looking at getting some updated equipment and stuff. So if anyone wants to help donate, I do this conversation 100% out of my heart. This is what I do. I support America. I want to keep it going. I want to keep this. I want freedom. I want you to have the right to burn the American flag. But you got to understand something. You know, our founding fathers died for you, the right for you to. And what's going to happen?
I want the right. You want the right to burn it. I want the right to fly it.
Yeah. But what you liberals don't see, you liberals, this is like a church that you're going to, that's a cult, that everything's hunky-dory in the beginning, and then next thing you know, it's, hi, you can't leave the compound. I control it now. The Lord has told me that the outside world is bad, and you shall never leave the compound. Only I have the gift to really be protected from the outside, and I'm the only one that can leave. You know, it's only a matter of time before the people on the left start having, wait a minute here, they're going to be like the Bob Johnson, the BET founder, that's going to be, wait a minute here, I support the left to a point, but now I supported this to a point, but now it's starting to go way off. You know, Trump probably supported Jeffrey Epstein and probably was backing him. And then when he started to see what was really going on, he's like, I ain't having no part of this. You know, I mean, this is how bad it is. Earlier, recently, Michelle Obama was jabbing at Trump. We didn't make the White House about our emotional needs. Are you serious, Michelle Obama? That's all you made it about. I got to have 75 people take care of me. You know, I got to have all these personal assistants and da-da-da-da-da. You know, that's all it was about. She had personal staff and this, and she had more caregivers and more people and more this than anybody. But, you know, it's Trump that's making the White House about his emotional needs. No, it's not about me. I'm here because of you people. It's not about me. It's not about one person. It's about the United States of America. Please don't chant Trump. Chant United States, because it's about America. It's about freedom. It's not about me. But what happened when Barack Obama won? Obama, like a dictator. I remember when he won in Chicago, when he was elected the first time and he was in Chicago, I swear I was looking at North Korea, because those people like, Obama, Obama. And I'm like, are you kidding me? The first thought, and it to this day reminds me of those people that sit there and worship a dear leader. I support Trump, but he's going to screw up. He's not going to be perfect. He's going to do things I disagree with. But am I going to support?
The problem with that, though, he might do things that I don't agree with, but the left is making it so impossible to even criticize him, because they do it so much that I don't care what he does, I'm going to support him.
Yeah.
I literally don't mean that, but you understand.
Yeah, yeah. You just want to get, you're getting to the point where if you're going to be this 100% against him, I'm going to be 100% for him.
Yeah.
Now, here's another question I have. So I want to run for president so that I can get millions of dollars put into my campaign, and then once I get millions of dollars, I'm going to drop out. Because how many of those Democrats are going to take the money that was put into their campaign by supporters and they drop out? How many of them are getting their money back? I would say zero. I could be wrong, but my guess is zero. So where's that money going to go now since it's not going to be you? Oh, yeah, they're just going to use it for whatever. You know, sort of like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, where they'll have like, oh, yeah, what they'll do is they'll take money, they'll take their own money, put it into their fake Clinton Foundation, and it's a tax write-off. And then they can take that money and spend it however they want to. Hey, it's a tax write-off. But don't worry, you know, because there's been all these, you know, it's funny because they actually had a guy from the Border Patrol did a whole, it's a viral video. It's gotten billions of views, dang near. Because he's come out and said, wait a minute here, folks. Okay, here's all the snacks that these kids get. Here's all the toothbrushes they get. Here's the water they have. Here's all this, you know. And I'm thinking, well, what about the vets? What about the people that died for our country and served our country? You know, we send our vets. We send our military, I have friends that served, and we send them over there to protect our freedom, and then they crap on them when they come back. When George Bush left office, here you go, Obama, we're having backlogs at the VA. And here you go, Trump, ain't fixed. Why would Obama care if he fixes the VA? He's not having to use it. He's not having to be a part of it, just like Obamacare. Why does he care if it passes or not? He's not going to be using it. He's exempt from it. Why do politicians care about these health care laws? They're not going to have to use them. Why do they care about any law? Because they're going to be exempt from it. Unless they're that one person that they try to make fun of. And when I mean make fun of, they make an example of, everyone's done this, but we're going to tag him on it. And act like we're cleaning our act. These politicians do all this BS. They do all kinds of illegal crap. But every once in a while, they make an example of one person. Hey, we're going to put him in jail for 5 years for doing this. Well, I've done it 50 times. But, hey, we want to make it look like we're cleaning the house. You know, that's just where we live in, you know. Labor Secretary Acosta hails Jeffrey Epstein's charges, calls crimes horrific. You know, I can't wait. Here's the thing. Would you accept a plea bargain from, if Jeffrey Epstein said, okay, I will give the actual politician, I'll give you actual names if I get a reduced sentence. Would you want that? Or would you want them to fry? Okay, I'll put it like this, Jeffrey Epstein. Okay, we will put you in jail for 70 years, not 110 years. You tell us names. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to take some medicine. So, yeah, I use as a CBD. If you ever wondered, this is a high potency CBD. Helps with my muscle spasms and stuff. Yeah, my buddy Jamal is on. I listen to Mind of Jamal a lot, so. I always get updates when he's on, so. But I want to get into this, because Ariana Grande said, I'd rather sell fewer records and be outspoken about the Trump-era effort. Yeah, she would rather go in the toilet and have her career tank and be anti-Trump then, okay, if that's what you support. I mean, if you're anti-Trump, as long as you support everything, as long as you're against what he has supported, you know. And what I mean is, if you're anti-Trump, that's great. If you're against a wall when the Democrats wanted it, if you were supporting everything Barack, if you supported Barack Obama, then you supported a wall. So how can you be against it now? Oh, well, I decided to change. Oh, you decided to flip-flop. You ain't changing your mind. You're not having a conscience. Well, then you need to sit there, and if that's how you feel, then you need to be going to Barack Obama and saying, what the F? Why weren't you down there at the border when this crap was happening when you were president? When there was cages, where were you? You need to be outraged. You know, if you're against all this stuff now, you know, it was going on under Barack Obama. It was going on under Bush. Where were all these people? Where were all these, you know? If you're anti-Trump, but you've always been against the wall, you've always been against tariffs, you've always been against better trade deals for America, better jobs for America, helping the inner cities. If you're against helping the inner cities, then okay, then you should be against Trump. If you're against trying to bring jobs to America, then you should be against Trump. If you were for all these Detroit automaking jobs going overseas, if you support that, then of course you should be against Trump because he wants to bring them back. I respect that. I would just say I support Trump just so I know that I'm going to get 50 million people buy my record just because I say I support him. Nah, just kidding. Peter Buttenberg, the South Bend mayor, can't even protect his own small city. How can he protect an entire nation? Because the violent crimes in South Bend is bad. The crime rates are spiking. Every place where they try to control your rights with guns, crime goes up. I'd love to take a city. I want to do this for real. Take Chicago. For like a 5-year study and legalize everything. In Chicago, you can get meth, you can get heroin, you can get PCP, you can get all that stuff. Legalize cocaine, legalize everything. Get it out of the hand and see what actually happens. See if the rates actually go up. See if usage actually increases. See what happens. See if non-users all of a sudden, and see what happens. I'd love to see. Because in every instance where they take 100% control or try to control guns and try to control your firearms, the usage goes up. People, the more you control, the more violence goes up, the more this. I would love to see in a controlled study like a Washington state, like Seattle or something, like a big city, legalize every single solitary drug for like 5 years and see if usage goes up. See if the problem gets worse. Because I bet you it would do the exact opposite. If you and when you're doing this, educate people. Say, okay, just because it's legal, I'm not going to use medical meth. But I bet you $100 it's going to go the exact opposite. Get it out of the hands of the cartels. I mean, that watch those drug scene shows. Oh, I can't wait till they ban guns. One more thing I can deal in, buddy. Woo! Guess what? Because a 250 round of ammunition case, $20 now, $1,000 when it's illegal, buddy. You want ammo? You're gonna get it from me. I can't wait. I hope they ban it. I hope they do, because that's one more thing I'll be able to control. But that's just what we live in. People don't get that. Got about 20 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And don't forget, if you're watching on Facebook Live, don't forget you can comment, you can like, whatever. Say hi, how you doing, what's up? You know, also on my page, if you're on my page, I do have the My Story, so you can go down there and check it out if you're a supporter. You know, I had it linked to my support group and everything. So, you know, check it out. I do have a PayPal because I do 100% of this. I pay to do this. It's not free that for the airtime and everything. I do spend money to do all this. So if you want to help donate and help keep this conversation going in the right direction, feel free. I would really appreciate that. And, you know, but I want to get into this because this is just hilarious. Because it's been a while. Oh, where's this article? I mean, it's just when you look at this world and where it's coming from, and you have Representative Frederica Wilson demanding prosecution for those who mock her or any congressperson online. You know, you will respect my authority. You know, because, you know, we're going to go after. You make fun of me, I guarantee you're going down. You're going to prison. I guarantee I'm throwing you in jail because you don't have the freedom of speech. Not under my watch. Not under my watch. You know, we have freedoms in this country. Is this country perfect? No. But we're a lot better off than a lot of the other countries in this world. You know? Yeah, and then the Democrats want, you know, Labor Secretary Acosta to resign over the handling of Jeffrey Epstein's case. I'm calling for Secretary Acosta to resign. It is now impossible for anyone to have confidence in Secretary Acosta's ability to lead the Department of Labor. If he refuses to resign, President Trump should fire him instead of prosecuting a predator and sexual trafficker of children. Acosta chose to let him off easy. You know, they're going off about Trump and this and all this stuff and his labor secretary and all this. But it's scary, you know, because where's the outrage about Bill Clinton being on the plane? You know, Trump has actually done a lot to try to bring him down, I believe. There's an actual interview. And when you look at Schumer, and, you know, of course, if that was Bill Clinton, if Hillary Clinton was president and this was going on, he would support Chuck Schumer and what he said. And you know, in terms of, he'd be like, well, yeah, the labor secretary, they would support that. They'd support that, you know. I mean, they got to, whether you agree with Acosta or not, it's just one of those things that we look at it from the standpoint of, you know, we need to get rid of these hacks. You know, I don't think he did anything wrong. I mean, I want to see names. I want to see people coming out like, this is what happened. This is what happened. But I don't think we'll... it'd be interesting to see how many times Bill Clinton's name comes up, you know. There's probably no one that would show up in Washington, D.C., Republican or Democrat, that would shock me. That would be on that list. I'd be not surprised. One iota. I want to get into a news story that just an FYI, folks, while we do this conversation, if you got kids in the room, please, they don't need to see, they don't need to hear this, but this is what's, you know, because of course, you know, you watch like Lifetime television. It's the woman, the woman, the woman, the woman. Okay, a woman gets 15 years for brutally stabbing her husband during foreplay. Why don't they ever have shows like that on Lifetime where the man is the one that's killed or beaten or abused? A West Virginia woman was sentenced to 15 years in prison after she admitted that she fatally stabbed her husband with using a 14-inch knife during sexual foreplay. My husband and I like to fight and have sex and then make up. If that's the right way to say that, okay, I'm going to stab you and then let's make up. Whoops. Oops. Oh. Sounds like she was just, oh, I'm used to just normally strangling him, but this time I accidentally took a knife. We went too far. Oops. I mean, it seriously sounds like, well, you know, we used to fight and argue so that we could have makeup sex and it'd be great. And this kind of went too far. That's literally what it sounded like. You know, but, you know, that won't be on Lifetime television because that was a man that was killed. That was a man that was abused. You know, this world, you know, has many different viewpoints. That's why we have a great country where, you know, I get people that comment on my conversation, and some of them are party on, and some of them are like, how dare, like, bigot. One of them came and actually acted like, I just want to write them back and say, holy beep, you mean that Nike has sweatshops? You mean that there's like slave labor making Nike shoes? Oh, I didn't know that. Maybe Apple has the same thing. I don't know. You kidding me? Anything that comes from China is made under slave labor. Sad to say it, but that's probably more true than you realize. Let's go see what. Checking out Stefan. Let's go see what's going on with the. Okay, let me see. Let me see what's on the marijuana news. Okay, that's. This is interesting. I want to get into this because I was just checking some of my Twitter feeds and marijuana news. There has been a lot of buzz over CBN as a potential sleep aid. A report from the cannabis testing lab, Steve Hill, claims that 5 milligrams of CBN can be as effective as 10 milligrams of diazepam, a strong sedative known as Valium. CBN, 5 milligrams. Usually it's under like a milligram in my CBD oil. It's usually very small. So, isn't that interesting? But it's a safe cannabidiol. See, not many people realize your body is full of cannabidiols. And what is THC? Tetrahydrocannabinol, a cannabidiol that your body has, that makes. You know, when you're using CBD or THC or CBN or CBA, you're giving your body the very thing it's made of. That's why it's so effective in helping people like me. That's why I use CBD oil. And it works, you know, and it's going to be interesting. It's early in the study stages, but it's showing potential health benefits. That it could be used to help you sleep. You can get concentrates of CBN, but they probably have to figure out how to take and generate plants that are high in CBN. Because from what I know about cannabis, I'm not an expert. You know, I do know a lot about cannabis, trust me, but it would take a lot to get. Right now, I think CBN is like not even a percentage. Not even probably like an eighth of a milligram of fat. So you'd have to figure out how to bump it up, but it's amazing because it's so dangerous and so deadly. But man, you know, hey, if that can help you sleep. But I do know that if you were to take like a Rick Simpson oil that's very high in CBD concentrated, it does make you kind of tired, and that's probably because there's a lot of CBN in there. Because when you concentrate that CBD and the CBN and the CBA, it's going to give you some great pain relief. But you're going to have to figure that out when it comes to, you know, okay, I treat it like anything. Okay, if you're going to take Tylenol, how are you going to react? Well, figure that out. How are you going to react? And make sure you figure that one out so that you know how you're going to react. You know, if you're going to take cannabis for the first time, CBD, take it at night. See how you, because at worst, you're going to be in bed. If you move, you know, if you get sleep, you're tired, then you know, okay. It's what it's going to do for me or not. You know, that's why my doctor always tells me when I'm on a new medication, start it at night. So if you have a complication with it, it's happening at night. You're not like, okay, I'm having a complication and I got to work and it's making me want to puke. And then you get into a car wreck because of a complication. Not that you'll have one with cannabis, but, you know, just in case something where you were to have some weird, like, you know, like, who know, I don't know, like you get tired from CBD or whatever. It's just one of those, it's the world we live in. That we're trying to go in and up because I have so many people that are seriously like they're in the Stone Age. You know, they've been studying it since, I mean, Robert Randall, in 1976, was someone that was like, you know what? Wait a minute here. He sued the government because he's like, wait a minute. I'm treated like a criminal for growing four marijuana plants for my glaucoma when they're basically proving that it actually is beneficially medically for, if they're studying it and proving beneficiary, the cannabis is with glaucoma, wait a minute. And he won his case because he needs it as a medical necessity. I mean, do that. I mean, look into that. That's what, I mean, and you'll find out, you know, and they say that over 50%+ of the people that recreationally buy it are looking at it for some sort of medical relief. That's why they're wanting to get rid of the whole medical shop and just make one shop. And because I know when I was in Colorado, it's like, okay, I want a very high CBD. I didn't have to go to medical thing. And then I'm like, that's what, you know, it was just hard to, you know, because they didn't carry that at the place I went to. But I was looking at it for a medical issue. So I've got about 5 minutes left. And I want to quick get into some interesting Premier League news. They're on the plane, as you know. They're in Australia already. And, of course, Paul Pogba's with them. And people ask me, like, what's my view? What's my thoughts? And what's this? And I look at it like this, folks. Paul Pogba doesn't want to be there. If Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is trying to build a team around a player that doesn't want to be there, then it's Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's fault. If United don't want to get rid of him, like the owners, and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is like, hey, he wants to go, let him go. And, you know, the Glazers and Ed Woodward says, no, we're going to keep him. We're not selling him. I don't care. been, you know, but we've got Wan-Bissaka and we got Daniel James. I pray we get someone else. I really hope we get somebody else. Bruno Fernandes is supposedly, reportedly waiting on United to make a deal. He wants to come. Okay, I'm ready. I want to come to United. I want to play. You need a central defensive midfielder. I'm willing to step up. Let's go. And nothing's happening. Yuri Tillemans we were linked to, and he's going to Leicester. Gee, I wonder why. Where's United? Why aren't they doing anything? We have $200 million. Why aren't we spending it? If we end up with, if Lukaku doesn't go and Pogba doesn't go, then we need to figure out why. We need to figure out who is responsible for no transfers, hardly anyone coming in, and hardly, we still got the Deadwood, we still got Ashley Young, we still got Phil Jones, we still got Static Matic, we still got the same crap players that gave us crap football last year, and they're going to start this year. Now, who is responsible for these players not leaving and re-signing contracts? You know, Gareth Bale is a great player. Well, he's not a part of Zinedine Zidane's future plans. He's not a part of them. He's not. He's cutthroat. We're going to win the UEFA Champions League. We've got to cutthroat. I mean, you can't blame, if Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is demanding that, hey, I'm not selling Pogba, I don't care, we're keeping him, even though he's said he wants to leave, he's turned in a transfer request, he wants to go, let him go. He doesn't want to be there. We're not Paul Pogba United, we're Manchester United. We've never been about one player. We've never been about Bastian Schweinsteiger or Wayne Rooney or Roy Keane or Nostroy. We've never been about one player. We've never been about Ryan Giggs. We've never been about Andy Cole. We've been about, that's why they kept Alex Ferguson, because they saw him building a club, not one team, not one player. And that's, you know, I don't know what to make. I hope we have more signings coming, but I don't see it. I mean, I'll be surprised. When Bruno Fernandes is supposedly like, okay, so I'm going to be mad if some of these great players that wanted to come here, well, they never did. Because I had, you know, my bags were packed, and nope. Well, you can take the house off the sale. I'm staying here, I guess. Manchester United ain't going to try to get anyone else. They got two players. They got enough. You know, they got people that are going to be walking around the pitch and walkers. It's cool, you know. It's all right, you know. We'll make sure. Yeah, the Premier League's going to implement breaks just for the senior players at Manchester United. I got about 90 seconds left in the wasn't going through my ears. Huh. But it's just one of those things. You know, it's the world we live in, man. It's good and bad, but it's just another chapter in this thing called life. You never know when it's going to end. You never know when it's going to start or whatever, but just take every day and enjoy it because you never know. You got about 60 seconds left in the program. Folks, I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation that you are a part of. And I really hope you do. And thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And I do have a PayPal link down below. So if you want to, because I do this 100% out of my pocketbook. So you have, you know, you can help out. And every dollar with a racist person on it comes to me and I can dispense of it. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And remember, with the firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, you mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Never, don't be afraid to be patriotic. Beep 'em. God bless you all, and good night. Bye-bye.